Initial visits for Mr. Smith, SMITH, January 22nd, 2013. Carbon copy to Dr. Sanjay Gupta, GUPTA. Pleasant right hand, 35-year-old woman, referred to our clinic for evaluation for potential neuropathic dysautonomia. Period patient has a history of chronic persistent tachycardia and has had an extensive cardiologic evaluation, which was not unrevealing. Period, her heart rate generally runs between 120 and 180 resting, but is controlled within 70s and 80s on metoprolol. Period. Fairly recently, patients started developing episodes of vertigo and had several syncopal episodes. Period. These are usually triggered by standing up quickly. Period. Patient had an ENT consult and was diagnosed with Meniere's disease. Period. Apparently, her vertigo has improved with diuretics. Period. Overall, she's been symptomatic for close to 2 to 7 years. Period. Her vertigo attacks usually last up to 3 days and are not associated with any headaches. But patient complains of light sensitivity. Period. Her evaluation included MRI of the brain with and without contrast, and video nystagmogram. Period. Sinusitis was ruled out. Period. Past medical history. Otherwise, non-contributory surgical history, cholecystectomy, and vein stripping. Current medications are birth control pills, Protonix 40 milligrams QD, Triamterin with hydrochlorothiazide, metoprolol 15 milligrams twice a day, prednisone, the burst dose treatment for vertigo attack, Valium 5 milligrams, Ativan 0.5 milligrams as needed. Allergies to penicillin, sulfa, erythromycin, amitraxin, vancomycin. Review of systems as above, plus pain and bilateral knees. A vertigo episode usually preceded by feeling flushed. Period denies any problems with bowel or bladder control. Paresthesias. Social history, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, denies use of illegal drugs, works as a scrub technician, married, doesn't have children. Family history significant for diabetes, lupus, migraines, dementia, strokes, brain aneurysms, and heart disease. On physical exam, well-developed, well-nourished woman in no acute distress. She's alert and oriented. Her vitals are supine, blood pressure 122 over 78, heart rate 72, seating blood pressure 116 over 78, heart rate 78, standing blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 96. Patient complained of severe lightheadedness when she sat up. Otherwise, exam non-contributory, follow normal template. Assessment number one, vertigo diagnosed with Meniere's disease. Assessment number two, a history of tachycardia with normal cardiologic workup. Period. Differential includes neuropathic dysautonomia and POTS. Period. Will obtain EMG of bilateral low extremities. Period. Also would like to rule out subclinical vestibular seizures, obtained sleep-deprived electroencephalogram. Period. According to records, patient hasn't had a tilt table study. Period. Recommend performing a tilt table study. Period. She will follow up after tests. Sinuric PAC.